You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
I'm super excited that you're here. Can we just defeat the drama now? Drama zaps energy and steals focus. It's gotta go. Today's episode is, but why is your employee annoying you? I'm going to cover two simple steps to find the why and take action. So too often I run across leaders who say an employee or two or three or the whole team is annoying them, but they haven't really stopped to figure out why. I once had a client share that she was doing all that she could to avoid an employee that she just could not stand. What's she doing that's annoying you? I asked her. Upon further investigation, I learned that the employee was a whiner. She complained about her life, her work, and her coworkers constantly. So I get it. That is annoying. I mean, who wants to be around that all the time? But I quickly pointed out to her that ignoring her was problematic on many levels. Here's what I shared. One, that employee was probably annoying the rest of the team as well and creating lots of drama. By choosing to ignore rather than address her whining, the behavior would continue unchecked. Fellow employees who weren't empowered to actually do anything about her or for her may end up leaving out of frustration. At a minimum, she was wreaking havoc and frustrating the team. As a leader, you can't have such energy-busting behavior at work. Don't allow it. Two, I asked her to think about all of the wasted time. And if this is happening in your company, in your business, your nonprofit, think about it. Every minute that employee was using during paid time to complain without problem solving was productivity time lost. And you're not just losing the time of the annoying employee, you're also losing the time of the coworker or coworkers that she's talking to. And if anyone is complaining about her after the fact, which you know darn well that's happening, there's even more productivity time down the tubes. So stop and think about it. How much productivity time are you losing? Heck, just think about the number of times you're complaining about an annoying employee. I mean, in that coaching session alone, I don't remember exactly how much time we spent on it, but there was the time that she was using of her salary time and the time she was paying me that she was spending on just talking about an annoying employee. At least in the coaching session, though, we got her in action. So that makes it time well spent. So the third thing I asked her to think about was think of all the money that was being wasted. Consider the hourly rates of all the people who have engaged in complaining with her or about her for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes or more. Add up all the time and multiply it by the pay per minute. It's a staggering number. I promise you it'll absolutely motivate you to do something. Number four, what if there are some nuggets of value to some of her complaints? She's got the boy who cried wolf syndrome. She complains nonstop, and now no one actually listens to a word she says. There may be times when there's valuable insight mixed in with all the other garbage coming out. She, as the leader, was missing the opportunity to gain anything from that employee's perspective. She'd become a silent and yet super loud force in the organization. If she focused on communicating just what was most important and relevant, that leader might have gained some value. Number five, that poor employee, well, I hate to say poor employee, but that employee doesn't realize it. Probably. People politely listening and a boss who listens or avoids all reinforce her belief that it's okay to air all of her grievances constantly at work. That whole team has possibly become the shoulder to cry on or the listening ear. And it might be her way of getting attention or feeling important. And all of it's misguided. I've also seen more than once that, believe it or not, people who talk a lot often do so because they feel unheard. Sometimes the loudest people, the people that you think you're spending all the time listening to, don't think anyone is hearing them, so they're talking more and more and more, or louder and louder and louder. It becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm not heard. Let me speak more. Let me speak louder. And then they're actually heard even less, which makes them want to speak more. So if this employee doesn't realize that she's minimizing her ability to be successful and she's driving everyone crazy, she's also diminishing her ability to have real and valuable impact. So, my wonderful listening leaders, I beg you, please, please, please figure out exactly why that employee is annoying you. There's other stuff happening around the annoyance, and by you not figuring out why and getting an action, you're tolerating more than just the annoyance. You're tolerating all the stuff that happens around it that you're probably not aware of. So you need to figure out why they're annoying you, then create an action plan for them and communicate it. Give that annoying employee, your team, and your business a fighting chance. So your annoying employee might not be a complainer in your instance. Maybe your annoyance is lacking the right skills to do the job well, or is too hyper or too bitter. Maybe he makes too many mistakes, or she snaps her gum, or has an issue with body odor. Choosing to ignore or avoid is a decision to allow or maybe even encourage the annoyance. I beg you to get clear, create a plan, and take action instead. Here are the two simple steps to take to get in action. So either start with the annoying employee or employees, or just go for it and analyze your entire team. It's time to diagnose why and create a plan. So either use a Word document or get a clean sheet of paper, create some columns to document specifically what the issue is. Now I have an example of this in the show notes. As always, you can go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, click on podcast site, find the episode, and then click more and you'll see all the show notes. There's an example of the super simple table or, you know, like section of columns that I have my clients use to analyze their team. And again, you can write it out or you can type it out. It doesn't matter. But you're going to create columns, then determine exactly what the issue is. And then you're going to ask yourself, is the issue an attitude problem or an aptitude problem? So are they willing and able to do the job? So if it's an aptitude problem, they maybe just don't have the right skills right now. If it's an attitude problem, well, they should be able to fix that quickly. So if it's an attitude issue, there's really no process other than to document and then communicate the new expectations. So if it is someone who's complaining all the time, there's just a conversation about it. If it's someone who's bitter or discouraged all the time or bringing a lot of negative energy, you document it and then have the conversation. If it's a complaining problem, I recommend a conversation that will help the annoyer gain insight. You know, again, they might not realize how people are perceiving them. So, you know, let them know the impact that it's having on themselves, the team, and the business. Be empathetic rather than overbearing. I mean, they may have the best intentions with the wrong execution. So you're just going to explain it to them. So help them hone and redirect some succinct communication efforts with a new emphasis on creating solutions along with identifying issues. So that complainer, you're going to help them become a solution seeker. So you don't just complain, you come up with some ideas. And in another episode, I talked about the gripe and grumble form. So you might want to use that where they just, you know, again, that form, it's super simple. It's just, here's the issue and here's my ideas to fix it. So you can't just stop at complaining. So, you know, implementing something like that with them might help. If it's an aptitude issue, they're not able to do the job, then you just get specific. You identify on the form what knowledge, skills, or abilities are they missing. Then you create a plan for them to improve their performance. So should they shadow a coworker? Is there an online class they need to take? You know, look at what would be the steps that they need to gain that skill or gain that knowledge. And then you have to look and say, is the investment doable? You know, do a pros and cons analysis, a cost benefit analysis. You know, is it doable or is it too much? Get really clear with the simple form. Create the plan, communicate it, and then support your annoying employee to taking the required steps to become an active, wonderful, joyful participant on your team. So that's it. Identify what the issue is, get it in writing or typed out so you can look at it and consider it and analyze it. Come up with a plan. Is it that they're not willing to do a good job or are they not able? So aptitude or attitude, which is it? And then what are the steps to take? Are there appropriate steps for them to take to get acting the way they need to act to be successful in their job? So that's it. Super simple, two quick steps. Well, and then the third would be to communicate it and then execute. So I guess it's kind of four steps. So anyway, thanks so much for listening today. I hope you're having a great day and leading well. As always, I'm going to end with the three S's. If you found value here and you haven't subscribed yet, please go to my website, defeatthedrama.com. Click the podcast site. On the top right, you'll see the subscribe buttons to either iTunes or Stitcher. Submit a review. Submitting a review, you can do it from that same place. It helps other people find this podcast. And then the last one is support. Support this mission by sharing it with others. Get the word out through social media, email, calling, and hey, what about talking to someone? So I am on a mission to defeat drama in work so that we can focus on doing what we are made to do and create those big outcomes in our businesses and in our nonprofits. So join me in this mission by helping others get access to the content here. So I would appreciate it. And again, everything that I've talked about here is in the show notes at defeatthedrama.com podcast site. Have a great day, and I look forward to next time.